Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic strikes out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keo. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Keo steals second. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Keo moves to third. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Horland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keo scores. Oliver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fiore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keo. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held is walked intentionally. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Held moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Campanis reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafletic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fiore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keough hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campanis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Dave Moorhead. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Held throws the ball into Melton, who tags Piniella trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Oliver scores. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Bob Locker. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foy bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Fiore moves to second. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campanis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bradford bunts towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafletic strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Hernandez moves to second. Chuck Harrison pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Chuck Harrison now playing first base. Mike Fiore now playing center field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Josephson is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Josephson moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar bunts towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Josephson moves to third. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Woody Held. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hopkins. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. Hopkins steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Dan Osinski now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pafletic strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Campanis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Danasinski. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Sammy Ellis now pitching. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Rios pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrison. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harrison steals second. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Fiore is walked intentionally. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrison scores. Fiore moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.